Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Donald Trump is attacking the $900 billion coronavirus relief measure passed by Congress, calling it a disgrace. Trump accusing lawmakers of finding plenty of money for lobbyists and special interests and urging lawmakers to boost the amount being allocated to individuals under the measure.
I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple. I'm also asking Congress to immediately get rid of the wasteful and unnecessary items from this legislation.
Trump made his remarks in a video released on Twitter tonight. The president is threatening not to sign the measure, saying it needs to be reworked. Such a move by the outgoing Republican president does throw some turmoil into a bipartisan effort by lawmakers to help those affected by the pandemic. However, both the House and Senate signed off on the bill last night by overwhelming majority, potentially overriding any veto threat. President-elect Biden plans to nominate Miguel Cardona, the head of Connecticut's public schools, to be his Secretary of Education. As NPR's Alyssa Nadworny reports, Biden has long promised to pick a leader or teacher to lead the Department of Education.
Miguel Cardona became the top education official in Connecticut in 2019. Before that, he spent a career in the school district of Meriden, Connecticut, which serves nearly 9,000 students. The same district where he grew up and attended public schools himself. He started his career in education first as an elementary school teacher, then a principal, then assistant superintendent. His parents are from Puerto Rico, and he was raised in public housing. His recent tenure as schools chief has focused on reopening the schools during the pandemic, experience attractive for a Biden administration that set a goal to open the majority of schools in the first 100 days of his presidency. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News.
A top employee for Dominion Voting System is suing the Trump administration and its allies for defamation in Denver District Court. From Colorado Public Radio, Benta Berkland has more.
Eric Coomer is Dominion's Director of Product Strategy and Security. He's been the subject of discredited right-wing conspiracy theories. People accuse him of using his position to mastermind a high-tech plot to steal the election for Joe Biden. Coomer says that's absolutely false, and that the threats have forced him to live in hiding for more than a month.
This whole episode has absolutely upended my entire life. I have not been able to return to my home, and this is a home that I designed and built myself.
Coomer says he hopes the defamation suit will help him reclaim his personal and professional reputation and keep his family safe. For NPR News, I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 200 points today. You're listening to NPR. The Environmental Protection Agency has updated rules about lead in drinking water for the first time in nearly three decades. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports the agency is not imposing stricter limits on how much lead can be in water.
Public health experts have called for stricter limits on lead in drinking water for many years because when pregnant women or children are exposed to lead, it can damage the brain and nervous systems. But after a multi-year review, the EPA is sticking with the existing safety limits. The new rules do require that drinking water at elementary schools and daycares be monitored for lead and that residents be notified within 24 hours if there are dangerous levels of lead in their water. Under the new rule, water utilities will have more time to replace lead service lines that carry water into homes and other buildings, and which are a significant source of lead contamination. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
The nation's gross domestic product, that's the total value of goods and services moving through the U.S. economy, took a big bump up in the third quarter. Though it followed the second quarter's precipitous drop, the worst since records dating back to 1947. Commerce Department says the U.S. economy expanded at a record 33.4% annual rate for the 3 months ending in September. However, the decline during the previous 3 months was almost as large due to the economic fallout from the coronavirus pandemic, which cost upwards of 22 million U.S. jobs, only some of which have been recovered. A new surge in coronavirus cases is now threatening to derail some of that progress. Oil closed lower today, down 95 cents a barrel to $47.02 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.